Imagine having a direct pipeline to the most brilliant, unfiltered version of your mind. When Coldplay's Chris Martin was asked about his creative process, he revealed he writes down every idea, no matter how absurd. All the best songs are hidden in the subconscious, he explained. This approach isn't just for musicians. It's the secret weapon of innovators from Richard Branson to J.K. Rowling. They've all discovered free writing, a deceptively simple practice that has transformed businesses, launched bestsellers, and solved seemingly impossible problems. Mark Levy's Accidental Genius reveals how this technique works by temporarily bypassing our inner critic, that mental gatekeeper that sanitizes our thoughts. While this editor helps us navigate social situations, it severely limits our ability to think differently and powerfully. True breakthroughs often come from thoughts that are raw, unusual, and initially uncomfortable. By forcing this editor into a subservient role, free writing gives you access to your mind's full capacity and unlocks the genius hiding in your subconscious. Ever notice how your best ideas come when you're relaxed, in the shower, walking, or falling asleep? This isn't coincidence. Business consultant Robert Kligo found Olympic sprinters ran faster at 90% intensity rather than pushing at full force. This try-easy approach works equally well for thinking. Instead of approaching writing with gritted teeth, ease into it. Begin by reminding yourself to stay centered, like a baseball player's pre-batting ritual. By easing perfectionistic demands, you give your thoughts room to maneuver. The second secret is writing fast and continuously. Speed forces you to adopt an easy, accepting attitude and allows your mind to operate closer to its normal thought rate. Continuous writing subdues your inner editor, letting ideas flow freely. A kitchen timer becomes your most valuable writing tool by creating parameters that energize your process. Set it for 10 to 15 minutes to create a psychological container for creativity. Even when uninspired, your commitment to the timer keeps you writing through resistance. Paradoxically, your freshest notions often emerge after 7 to 8 minutes when perfectionism dissolves and your authentic voice surfaces. What if the path to your best ideas isn't a straight line, but a meandering journey? The core principle of improvisational theater, go with what you're given, applies perfectly to free writing. This approach liberates the mind by providing a specific starting point. When free writing, practice agree and extend. Take whatever thought just appeared and build upon it. This creates a flow where each new idea naturally extends from the previous one. For example, exploring how to make salami upscale might flow from gold foil wrapping to wooden boxes to metals and ribbons, eventually leading to unexpected concepts like an international standards organization. When your free writing hits a roadblock, use focus changers, questions that redirect your attention to unexplored aspects of your subject. These can range from, "What else can I say about this?" to, "How would I describe this to my mother?" Remember, your inappropriate thoughts often contain your genius. Don't just write the way you speak, write the way you think. Free writing demands capturing raw thoughts before your mind sanitizes them. Embrace personal slang, abbreviations, and shorthand that perfectly captures ideas, even if only you understand them. Have you ever had a brilliant idea in the shower, only to forget it minutes later? Writing transforms thinking into something tangible, offering two crucial advantages. First, writing focuses your naturally wandering mind. Without this physical anchor, problem-solving easily degenerates into unrelated daydreaming. The writing process serves as your handful of coins, like Edison holding coins while resting so their fall would wake him, jarring you back to your purpose when you drift. Second, writing creates a record of your thinking journey. Most people overestimate their memory. Studies show students typically recall only half of what they've just discussed. By capturing thoughts on paper, you create a map to retrace your steps. Prompts, predetermined phrases that guide your free writing, can unlock unexpected directions. Rather than starting with whatever's on your mind, you begin by completing statements like, The best part of my workday is. Effective prompts are short and open-ended, offering just enough structure to nudge writers toward unexplored territory. How often do we use words without truly understanding their personal meaning? Opening up a word means stripping away conventional definitions to discover what lies beneath, transforming jargon into personally meaningful concepts. Select a word whose definition seems taken for granted. Write down its common definition, examine whether you agree with it, and consider how your perspective differs. This reveals that many concepts we accept are simply inherited, not inherently true. Sometimes our intelligence becomes our greatest obstacle. We complicate ideas with theories and abstract models until we're trapped in complexity. The solution? Follow Ken McRory's advice. Rather than trying to be lucky with a great idea, reach for a fact. Facts ground you by shifting attention from tangled thoughts to the tangible world. When free writing, start with obvious facts around you. This practical approach often reveals solutions that remained invisible while lost in abstract thinking. Why do we torture ourselves searching for the perfect idea? This quest is self-defeating. We demand perfection, magnify flaws, depress our creativity, and either settle for mediocrity out of desperation or grab the first idea out of laziness. The solution? Search for 100 ideas instead. The lots of ideas game fundamentally differs from the best idea game. You're collecting volume without judgment, like picking apples without tasting each one. Killer ideas emerge from an inventory of thoughts to work with, not from thin air. Keep your idea threshold low. Problem situations often feel like closed environments with fixed parameters. This rigidity is usually an illusion. By deliberately lying to yourself during free writing, you can escape this claustrophobia and see new possibilities. Consider a computer consultant struggling to balance client service with prospecting. Imagining charging an astronomical rate for extra hours could trigger a cascade of consequences leading to innovative solutions you'd never otherwise consider. Your mind contains multitudes, perspectives, and solutions you've never considered. When stuck, create a paper conversation with someone whose perspective you value, summoning anyone from Steve Jobs to your childhood teacher for fresh viewpoints. For effective paper conversations, flesh out your characters vividly. Experience their presence, mannerisms, and surroundings. Let these characters draw fresh observations from your own mind, acting as paper Socrates to your knowing student self. Writing a talking letter to someone you trust helps overcome the intimidation of formal documents, allowing you to articulate unfinished ideas naturally. Instead of deleting exploratory free writing, save promising thought chunks, complete ideas, observations, stories, or hypotheses by organizing them into topic-specific files for future projects. Your greatest insights emerge not from forcing brilliance, but from creating space where your natural brilliance flows unimpeded. By suspending judgment and embracing the messy process of thinking on paper, you access dormant parts of your intelligence. The genius is already there. You just need to get out of your own way.